Bob up there in rainy Connecticut, the rest of the tri-state area. There was a signal right before NLZ, but very weak audio. Try that again, please.
Okay.
Let's go to the other side of the city of Brooklyn, New Jersey, over to the Brooklyn area.
82ATF.
K2APF, good evening to everyone on the net. Just got in from work, got sick, had to come home anyway. In any event, just got some info for the net. Apparently the FDNY is mandating all EMS departments, whether it be the private hospitals or their own units. They're giving out to the private hospitals that are participating in the 911 system, the XTS 3500. And there are also some of the hospitals are looking at the XTS 5000s. Word from the radio shop is they go into the 6.25 analog mode, and they have to get these radios out to the field and start programming them, which it was supposed to do at some time this month. But I haven't seen any changes yet in my department. Rumor was going around for a long time. March transitions would start with fire department, regular fire, and the trunk system they were supposed to be working on. Heard them doing tests, but then that stopped. I was just wondering if there was any information on that. And then I had a question on a particular scanner, if anyone had any reviews on it. Back to you, Charlie.
Well, in my listening, I haven't heard much going on the new UHF frequency lately. I haven't seen any reports on radio reference or any emails on that, so I think they've quieted down. Maybe they're running out of money. Who knows? What scanner are you interested in?
Actually, I put the wagon before the horse. I put in an order yesterday. ESR 600 or 6000 with the P25 capability, and I was wondering what anyone's thoughts on that radio was, one of them being just in case they go around here using P25 for certain things, and then after so many years of wanting to listen to Yonkers PD, now I have the chance.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, during the net, one of our contacts of a certain agency dropped me a quick note on text message saying that he's got the 500, and he likes it. He's running it through his paces, and you know, is there any details to forward it over to us? But so far, it sounds like it's a good one.
I picked up there was the 600. I think that's the newer one, the PSR 600.
That's the desktop model, 500 with the handheld.
Some people were mentioning about Intermod in certain areas. I don't know if it has triple conversion or not. Did you hear anything to that effect that those radios have triple conversion?
Yep, they both do.
All right, good. Well, tomorrow's supposed to be coming. I'll have a new toy to play with. One last thing. If anyone knows, maybe by seeing or by word, if Yonkers PD is still using their Astro Sabers or they moved up to the XTS radios, if anyone can let me know if they're on and seen them or heard rumor.
Once in a while we get some people checking in from Westchester or Rockland County, but don't hear them checking in tonight, so I think it would be the best one to find out. Just drop a note into Radio Reference on the New York State Board. I know some of those guys hang out over there.
That's definitely what I'm going to do. One last thing to answer FQQ's question with regard to first responder. They just got that off the ground, that repeater. Apparently, last week I heard a lot of the guys calling in radio checks. So it sounds like they're getting the radios programmed for that frequency. The rumor was it's in Fort Lee. I have a friend of mine that pages for them. And he had no info on it, but the word is it's in Fort Lee. I don't know if it's low power or not. But when I'm in the Flushing, Queens area, I get that repeater in full quieting, so it's got to be somewhere maybe in the Dumont, maybe area, like in the upper portion of Bergen County.
Okay, I'm going to keep listening. As I say, I didn't say it to be critical or condescending or anything. I've just been listening and haven't heard much on it, so that was my reason for bringing it up. Okay. I have one thing I just wanted to mention, Charlie. Finish up with this, and I'll just throw that in.
All right, I'll jump out of here, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me in. Let me recover the flu from the patients that I caught, which could have took a cab. I had to get your infection. So with that, I'll say, Seth, I'll go back to the listening mode. Gentlemen, take two weeks. Well, next week, one at 7-3.
Okay, John, yeah, it sounds like you're moving around. Fine, I'll drive up with them.
Somebody had sent an email and it mentioned something that I neglected last night, and that is I received my little plastic card from the government for the discounts on the set-top boxes. If anybody did apply for them and receive them, just keep in mind that they are only good for 90 days, so gotta go out. In fact, I gotta go out. Radio Shack and supposedly a lot of places are carrying them. I haven't looked at them yet, but I'm curious as far as what one box is going to offer that the other one doesn't.
I remember seeing a short. I think it was on the DTV2009.org website, where they showed different manufacturers and what capabilities there were side by side, and whether it would pass through the analog signal if they still exist or not, and digital recording and stuff like that. Personally, I like the features of the things, of the two units that EchoStar is putting out. One of them is a basic model for, you know, it's $40. The other one is supposed to come out in July, which is supposed to have digital video recorder built in for a little bit more.
And listen, talking about DVR, did you see the new firmware for the 250?
Not the past week.
Well, there's no, I don't mean there, but if you go to Pantech's website, they are offering new firmware that you can upload, and you can use it either with a USB flash drive or a USB 2.0 hard drive. You plug it into the receiver, and you now have a DVR. Free upgrade, just firmware. That feature will be picked up very shortly by the software providers.
Interesting. If you have a link to the article, forward to yourself. I'd like to read that.
I'll do it a little bit.
Okay, let's move along with the list. Next one up is Justin, KPGIK, and this one will be.
Oh, I'm going to I'm I got a new toy last week, it was a birthday Saturday. Today, I picked up the new PC. I can probably see the entire Chimeras, New Orleans, Florida.
Disappointed that Walmart only had the Magnavox unit. So like I said, Best Buy and RCA also sticking to only one type. And I'm sure that Walmart will have many more different ones, but you know, we're still early in the game. And but the fact is, it does say valid 65 on line, 65208. So if they come out with something in July, well, it's too late. But I just wanted it really to take apart, because I've got too late. So this is just another toy for me to rip on.
Converter boxes.
Okay, Bob. I would think you're a little more in tune to the technical side of things than others.
Are these converter boxes capable of receiving the new digital channels right now? You're saying when they finally go digital, but what I'm saying is that the UHF channels that are up there right now, they're capable right now of receiving them, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely they are. You know, the point I was trying to make is when they are totally pushed over to digital, you don't have any recourse. There won't be any analog signals for you to pick up if the box fails.
I hear you. Okay. All right, continue. No, nothing new on the email.
Well, you know me, Bob. I'm looking for the little guys. Lots of government agencies and manufacturers, fortunately, aren't. But, you got to think of a worst-case situation. February 19th rolls around, President's Day 2009, and you've already bought a box, you've had it for a while, and all of a sudden something happens to it. What are you going to do? Now you got to dig into your own box and buy another unit. So it's just a point I wanted to raise. All right, time now is 9:32. We're going to stand by for additional check-ins before we continue with the rest of the list. This is N2, and I'll be with the shortwave and standard listeners net. Again, if you're not able to get in on the air,
use their email address, which is nyexa@yahoo.com. It sounds like we have some intermod going on with the rope and possibly the links. So if you're not heard, that's your signal not strong enough to overcome whatever it is. So here's the email set. Okay, our KC2QKS. Yours was a little break. Yeah, it took a little bit, but I got you. Anybody else? Reminder that on this computer system there are three regularly scheduled METs, this being one of them. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is K2IRTNet, and Monday night at 8:30 is the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Service Net. So 8:30 is 9, 8:30 on Mondays, 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, and 8 o'clock on Thursday. All right, next up on the list, WB2KTV Manhattan. Go ahead, Steve, and tomorrow will be.
Charlie, I'm coming over the internet. I'm coming in to KTV. I have some software update news on a few fronts. There's a new version of BC Tool with lots of bug fixes. It's BC Tool Singular. And it's not quite ready for an official release yet. Either that or you just posted one after you read the message. But we've gone from release 7 to release 16 in about 2 weeks' time. And every time he comes out with a new release, there's at least a screen and a half to 2 screens full of bug fixes and feature requests that people have asked for that he has actually put in. So he's very responsive to that. You can find more about that at bctool.co.uk, I believe is the address. I'll confirm that if you want, but I'm pretty sure that's it. Or if you need Google for bctool, I'm sure you'll find it, bctool scanner, control, like that. If you're not familiar with it, he specializes in the trunking and dynamic memory allocation radios from the BC-246 on up. On the BC-396T, the BCB-396T front, Paul Opens, who goes by the name of Bearcat on the group, and we seem to think that he's working for Bearcat, so I think his information is pretty accurate. They say that version 2 of the firmware for that radio is just around the corner, so if you're having trouble with version 1.13 of the firmware, or if you have been waiting to upgrade and didn't want to go to version 1.13, he says that version 2 is just about out the door. You're putting finishing touches on it. And finally, if you like freeware, or you want to try something that's free before plunking down lots of money for something that isn't, I found a new one. This one is called FreeScan, and it's from the site www.scannow.org. It's written by a gentleman. I'm going to say he's from Quebec. His amateur call is VA3OFM. I can't remember the rest of his call. His website is scannow.org, and he too has a free one that he wrote. That goes from the Bearcat. Oh boy, let's see, I'm gonna let it reset. my monitor. Goes from 246 right up to the 9962. Goes all the things that the CC2 will go, and probably goes all the things that the P wants to do. The thing I like about this one is the interface. It's all standard Windows controls, except for the virtual control panel. That one, there are no shortcuts to use for, and there's no tabs or any tab stops. It's not dialog boxes and combo boxes and list boxes. Some sort of skin-based interface, which of course, people who use adaptive technology for computers don't like. But the rest of the programming portion of the radio, software is wonderful. I was able to put three trim systems into my scanner this afternoon with almost no trouble, which I've never been able to do before. And I have a question. I guess I can go to Radio Lessons to find this out, but maybe it's just I'm in the wrong side of town to hear them. But I have been trying to listen to Yonkers for months, and I just can't receive them. Are they limiting their power to the Yonkers area? Am I not supposed to be able to hear them where I am in the east side of Manhattan, five floors up? Or what? Anyway, that's what I know. That's what I'll be doing if you can't see me back to that.
Okay, Steve, sounds like there's a lot of activity going on out there with the software world. That's a good thing. You know, like you said, people sending in their suggestions for updates and features, and sounds like these guys are very responsive, especially the tool type. Okay, let's see. Let's go across East River and say hello to Jim, AC2LNH, and to Olympic.
Hey Charlie, good evening to you and everyone in the group. My traffic is in the form of a question about the BC780XLT. I'm scanning both a trunk system and a conventional system in another bank, and I can't get rid of the trunk icon in the conventional bank. When I turn it off by pressing the trunk button, I can no longer scan the trunk group, so I wonder if I'm doing something wrong or if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, are you putting it to manual first before you hit the trunk button to turn it off in that one particular bank?
Yeah, I've tried that. I've tried doing it while scanning. I've tried doing it while manually in the conventional bank. And once the trunk icon disappears, I can no longer scan the trunk bank.
All right, this conventional bank you try to turn off the trunking icon, is there a trunk radio system programmed in that bank?
No, there is not. It is all by itself.
All right, do you have any software for it?
Yeah, I do. I have, I think it's ARC 780.
Okay, suggestion is go into that bank that does not have the trunk radio system in it and just verify that none of the frequencies have the key symbol checked off. This way you shouldn't have trunking on at all in that bank.
Right, and it wasn't before. I'm not even sure what I did wrong. I was scanning during the crane collapse, and I don't know, I hit something, and it doesn't affect the reception in the non-trunk bank. It's just the icon is there, and it's annoying, but I was still able to hear conventional frequencies in that bank. But I'll use the software.
Well, as you were just saying that, I tried it on mine, and it looks like you're going to have to live with it, being there. It's not affecting the bank that's not shrunk, as far as I can tell. Let me play with it a little bit, and while you go check your software, and let's trade notes on email.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I don't remember this happening before, and as you said, it doesn't affect the reception when the trunk icon appears with the conventional bank. So it's not that big of a deal, but I'd rather not see it there because I haven't previously. So it's just a gremlin that seems to have popped up. So thanks, and we'll be in touch. N2NOV in the group, this is KC2LMH.
Yeah, because I'm just manually going back and forth between the Do-It Bank, the trunk system, and another bank that has just NYPD conventional. And as long as it just has the word trunk and no letter next to it, it's not doing anything having to do with trunking. If only if it shows an M or an E or an L, then it's actually trying to do trunking.
Right, but it still shouldn't be there, it seems to me.
I think it's just the way they set it up, you know, saying that, you know, since I am scanning two different banks, the one of the trunks, I've turned the trunk feature on. Now, if you hang on a second, let me turn off that bank, and let's see what that does. Yeah, it's still there. I'm just getting a conventional bank and says the word trunk on it. Must be just one of those engineered bugs.
Okay, well I think you're right. If I dump everything into ARC 780, it may reveal something that that I can tweak. And it's just an annoyance, but it's not affecting reception.
Yeah, drop me an email, let me know what you find out. Could be just, you know, nothing you can do about it.
Thanks, Charlie. N2NOV will be in the group. This is KC2LMH, and that's all the traffic I have. Thanks.
Okay. W2SQQ. Anything else in email?
Nothing at all, Charlie.
I wonder if people are walking away from email and hanging out in instant messages. Who knows? Okay, I've reached the bottom of my list. Let's see, is there any additional check-in? Please go now. This is N2NOV.
N2NYW. N2NYW, copy.
N2NYW, we have you. Do you have any traffic or just checking in?
I'm just checking in.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, I got unquantum from Bob.
Yeah, SQQ. Justin's got a question for you.
Sorry, Charlie, I was on the phone. Go ahead.
Hey, Marvin. Yeah,
No, not really. Why? What about them? I don't know. I'll take a listen tonight, but you know, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't really listen to them unless something's going on. Take a listen. I'll let you know what I find. Unfortunately, I can't put it on now, but in a little bit, I'll put it on. I'll drop you an email a little bit later on. Okay, Bob. All right. Over the past few days, if you've been a member of the DRM North America message list, you would have seen some traffic regarding conversion of different radios to be able to pick up the DRM digital shortwave radio broadcast. And typically, if you need to convert a radio, there's a little circuit board that you can get for about $25-$30. Currently, I've seen them on eBay. The Italian ham I5XWW, I believe, has them. And it's a little circuit board that takes a 455 kilohertz signal and converts it down to 12 kilohertz, which is well within. Well within the range of sound cards your computer, the software like Dream and others. Well, there are various radios, for example, like the Kenwood 430 that I use on HF and have used it as a shortwave receiver since the mid-1980s, that has as its main IF stage 8.83 megahertz, which is a little difficult to deal with. But to get 455 kilohertz, you have to have the optional FM board, just the only place that has it. And other radios from Yaesu and ICOM fall into the same category. So the discussion on the DRM list has been about this, and there's a possibility that under development is a board that would pick up this 8 or 9 megahertz IF, some of the ham rings, and ship that down to 12 kilohertz immediately. So, there's hope for some of you who have HF rigs and you don't want to buy another radio just to pick up these digital broadcasts. So, as things move along, we'll be closer. And I want to thank Mark Phillips, NI2O, who a lot of you know as KQEI before he changed his call sign. Who's been spearheading some of this conversation. So we'll let you know what happens as we go along. Okay, if nothing else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody. And we'll catch you next week. Those
celebrating Easter this weekend. Enjoy the time with the family, and we'll catch you next. We'll catch you next Wednesday night. As you can hear, the remote receivers are acting a little flaky tonight. All right, 7-3, and 1 will be clear.